We're in Psalm 116 this morning. And Charles Wesley breaks this psalm down, saying verses 1 through 8. He says, "This psalm is a solemn thanksgiving to God, wherein the psalmist professes his love to God for delivering him out of great straits and dangers." And then he says, verses 9 through 19, he prays for his future protection and promises to praise him and to walk holy before him. Nice psalm. Nice psalm. We take our problems to God and then we say, "God, as you answer me and as you help me, I will walk in your way in holiness." So verses 16 through 19, let's take a look at them from the New Living. "O Lord, I am your servant. Yes, I am your servant. Born into your household, you have freed me from my chains. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the house of the Lord, in the heart of Jerusalem. Praise the Lord." And J. Vernon McGee says about these verses, "The only thing that you can give God is your thanksgiving." Can we give him our thanksgiving? And in that thanksgiving, our hearts just well up with love for him as we're thanking him. Amen. That is all he wants from you. God wants his children to be thankful. Have you ever thanked him for your salvation? And I thought, wow, we can do that every single day, can't we? That's really an easy assignment. Thank you, Jesus. You set me free. The psalm says that we're freed from our chains. You and I are freed from our chains, the chains that bound us to the ways of the world. We're now in the ways of the kingdom of God and walking there. Have you thanked him this day? Let's do it right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you freed me. That you made it possible for me to be in your kingdom, shining in your kingdom. And then McGee says, "Oh, come to the light of a new day." What a privilege it is. What a privilege we have to walk in his light, to walk in a new day, to walk with smiles on our faces, to walk in thanksgiving and praise to God. Let's stand and let's say these verses together. Oh, Lord, I am your servant. Yes, I am your servant. Born into your household. You have freed me from my chains. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the house of the Lord, in the heart of Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. In him we live and move and have our being. Let's be about it right now.
Amen. Amen.